Thank you, Mr. Hollinger. All right, we're ready when you are. Is it Ms. Wood then will be?
I'm assuming I would go first, yes.
All right.
All right. I will not be as long as Mr. Broccoletti. In fact, I will probably be incredibly short. So.
Well, do you wish to reserve any time for rebuttal?
No, I do not wish to reserve any time for rebuttal. Fine. Judge, I will just say in this particular case, if you look at the facts of this case and what I wrote in my brief, and I would rely mostly what I wrote in my brief, a lot of this woman's circumstances were caused by her poverty, not necessarily because of her reluctance to actually complete some of the things. If you read the brief and the statement of facts that I wrote, she did end up doing some of the things that were asked of her, I will say, albeit on her own time, but they were eventually done. So, you know, the question is did the division offer her enough services or enough time to complete these services, recognizing the fact that obviously there is a concern to keep a child in foster care, and you want to make sure you move that on. I think it's between 6 to 12 months, and you want to make sure that that happens. Here, though, we weren't, you know, far outside that kind of curve, and we had this woman who really had been trying to do things. She just had a lot of poverty going on, had unstable housing, had moved a couple of times, but always tried to do what was best for the children. And I think that the termination in this particular case was unfounded and should not have happened. So that would be my argument, unless the court has any questions.
Hearing none, we thank you very much.
Thank you, Judge.
Ms. Massey?
Good morning, Your Honors.
Good morning.
I represent the Norfolk Department of Human Services. This is a case that the agency had been monitoring since September of 2014. The statement of facts lays out the foundation of, we originally did a removal of all of the children when we were at the adjudicatory stage. 30 days later, the children were returned to the care of Ms. DeLaura and her paramour, Mr. Harris. From October until February of 2015, the children remained in the home with Ms. DeLaura. During that period of time, the agency was offering services. The statute is clear in that the court can look at the period of time prior to the children coming into care and previous services that were entered when looking at whether or not sufficient services were offered to the family. From that point of essentially October of 2014 until about, I would say around December of 2015, services were consistently offered to Ms. DeLaura. They were offered to her at no cost. The agency provided the funding for every service that she was offered. Although she had completed some of the services, for example, the parenting classes, the last social worker, Shanika Wright, had testified to the fact that although she completed parenting classes, that did not improve her parenting skills. And at that point, we had to change her supervised visitation to a guided visitation worker to assist with trying to improve her parenting skills. In addition to that, she had completed a substance abuse assessment. It came back that it was diluted. So at that point, it didn't give us any opportunity to tell what was really going on if there was a substance abuse issue. The agency clearly had a concern about substance abuse, seeing as how from the beginning of the case we had asked her to commit or complete a substance abuse assessment. We were never able for her to complete one that was an accurate substance abuse assessment, and it turned out that towards the end of the case, she was picked up and she was charged with possession at that point, which founded the concerns that the agency had of a substance abuse issue that we were trying to assist her with. I think the agency bent over backwards in terms of offering services to somebody who clearly was not willing to comply with the agency or work with the agency in an attempt to reunify the family. The agency is a family-centered practice. We try to always return children to their parents. The last thing that we ever want to do is terminate parental rights. But we get to a certain point, which we did in this case, where we had been offering services for at least a year, and there was no progress that had been made. So at that point, the goal was changed to adoption, which was approved by the court, and rights were terminated. I laid out in my brief that, you know, the agency met each of the prongs of 16.1-283C1 and C2 in terms of offering services and trying to assist Ms. DeLaura. I think that the agency certainly met their burden of proof of clear and convincing evidence based on the transcript as well as the brief that was provided to the court. Any questions?
Hear no questions.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much.